who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Thank you, girls. That was awesome. And that's exactly what this day is about, right? Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And that's why we're here, right? It's been a rough year, though, hasn't it? I mean, year and a half. Okay, going on 2 years. Lots of stuff, lots of challenges, lots of difficulties and all that. But in the end, God is good. All the time, God is good. And so we're here to acknowledge the goodness of our God and to thank him for all of his gifts. So welcome and happy Thanksgiving. Why don't you all stand, take a moment, and let's greet each other and welcome each other on this Thanksgiving Day.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy help and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Praise him. Gently sustained.
Please be seated.
So just a couple of announcements this morning. I just want to remind you that obviously today's Thanksgiving. It's a great weekend. We're going to enjoy food and fellowship and family and all that. But this coming Sunday, in 4 days, is the beginning of the season of Advent. So we begin sort of that march toward Christmas and increasing light, as anticipating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. So the Christmas tree's up in the back. When you come Sunday, the sanctuary will be decorated for Christmas. So just want to remind you of that, to take part in that. We've got a lot of activities going on throughout the Christmas season. So take note of those things and just hop into those as you can. One just other quick announcement this morning. Barb Koning's brother Don, Don is 98 years old. Is in the Christian rest home, and Don has developed some really bad pneumonia. Barb is obviously concerned about this, so lots of prayers for Barb, okay, and for Don during this time. All right, would you join me in a time of prayer this morning? Heavenly Father, loving and giving Son, ever-present Spirit, for the many gifts that you pour into our lives and for the opportunity to enjoy these things, for your daily provision, for the constant signs of your healing love, for the hope amidst despair, and the light which always shines, for all these things, thank you is just so inadequate. But it's all we have, Lord, to show our gratitude to you in word, in thought, in action. So thank you, Lord. Lord, you have blessed us with so much. You blessed us as a church over this past year, through good times, through difficult times, through a pandemic, through losses, through challenges, through sorrow. We have felt your hand of grace, forgiveness, and healing. And so today, as a congregation, we want to publicly express our gratitude to you. For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you for our families, especially our children, our grandchildren, the children of this congregation. We're just reminded of how much you love them too, as we do. We just thank you for these young people among us, for their energy and passion that they bring us. Lord, we thank you for the many opportunities that we have had, that you have given, so that we can serve you. We thank you for our jobs, for the opportunity to demonstrate our love for you to our coworkers, our neighbors, our families, our friends. For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we thank you for our homes, where we can share love and a sense of belonging with our families. We thank you for food, clothes, so many little things that we enjoy and just live with. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that even when sickness and accidents make our future uncertain, you are with us, strengthening, healing, encouraging. We thank you that we can be part of the healing process as we help care for one another. We thank you for friendship. We thank you for the many times we have enjoyed each other's company over meals, in times of recreation and service and smaller gatherings. And Lord, we thank you today for your most outstanding gift, the gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Indeed, Lord, you have blessed us. We have been blessed materially, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And as we look back over this past year, we realize that we have much to be grateful for. We humbly receive the gifts that you have given us, knowing that you are the giver of all good things. And so we say, for these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, bless our gatherings today and this weekend. May your spirit be present around our tables, in our families and homes. And as we share food and fellowship, may humble gratitude fill our hearts as we express our thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm really thankful for our family.
I'm thankful to God for our three sons,
our two daughter-in-laws, and our baby girl, Hannah.
And we're especially thankful to be grandparents to Georgie,
Liam,
Scotty,
and Wells. I'm thankful this year for my job at Calvin Christian Middle School. I love what I do, and I am thankful that I have an influence on middle schoolers.
And I'm thankful to God for my job too, teaching at Kuiper College and preparing young men and women for kingdom service and ministry vocations. And I'm especially thankful this year to be part of this West End community and to be part of this ministry and to serve as your teaching pastor.
I'm thankful for my family, our home, our life together, our health, and just all the blessings we have.
Thank you, Lord, for the sky, the water, the heavens, and the earth.
I'm thankful for my family, my husband, my children, our home, this community, their school, this life.
I'm thankful for my parent that kept me company during the pandemic, and my family, friends, and Legos.
I have so many, many things to be thankful for. And in giving thanks, that's what keeps me moving forward.
We're so grateful for the opportunity to thank our Lord and also our church family for your prayers and also for the healing of our daughter, Stephanie Payton.
I'm very thankful for the wonderful 48 years of marriage I've had with Margie. We're so blessed. We've had 5 wonderful children and 17 grandchildren. So much to be thankful for, Lord.
We are thankful for God's presence in our lives.
For healing from colon cancer and everyone's prayers.
For our loving family.
For Pastor Dan and Pastor Brian.
And for all the caring people at West End.
We are so thankful for all the leadership and the staff and the many volunteers who bring the love and care to our church. We thank God for the people who cannot be hands-on, but lift up others in prayer.
Thank you for all the work that you've done for this church.
I'm thankful for everybody in my life.
This Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for my new home, lots of wonderful music, and my fluffy, grumpy cat.
I'm thankful for my family, food and water, and my dog.
Christmas. Mommy. Mommy, Dad.
I'm thankful for my dogs.
I'm thankful for this church.
I thank you for my family, my dog, and food and water.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for my church and my family.
I'm thankful for my dog, Rocky.
I'm thankful for friends, church, and family.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for kids.
I'm thankful for my dog, Murphy.
I'm thankful for animals and Scotty Boo.
I am thankful for my family.
Thankful for my brother.
God. I'm thankful for the church and people in the church and my family.
Room.
I am thankful for my friends.
I'm thankful for my family and friends.
Thankful
for my bottle and daddy and my family.
I'm thankful for our food.
My friends.
My family.
I am thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for cats.
Thankful for friends, family, cousins, and grandmas and grandpas.
For church, friends, and family.
I'm thankful for my sister.
I'm thankful for God.
My brother and my mom and dad.
We are thankful for our dog. Well, our kids too, for sure. But definitely we're thankful for our dog.
And our son who loves to do happy dances for Thanksgiving, right?
Alicia and I are thankful for family, great friends, and these little monkeys right here.
I'm thankful for baby giggles.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Well, that was so good. We could just end with that, should we? Let's go. No, we better not. That was awesome. Thank you, everybody, kids. It's just so good. Isn't it good to just hear our kids say what they're thankful for? Did you hear kind of a theme there? Did you hear a theme? It's about family. And that's really what's so important. Family, parents, kids, grandparents, and that's what today is. So gather with your families and give thanks to God. So thanks for coming this morning, everybody. Great to see you this morning. You know, we all have a decision to make. Will we go through this holiday season with an attitude of sort of entitlement, discontent, you know, maybe even anger? Or will we go through the holiday season with an attitude of humble thankfulness? You know, in a time when there's so much to complain about, right? There's so much, right? Let's choose thankfulness. You know, the holiday season is supposed to be the happiest time of the year, isn't it? And for a lot of reasons, right? Time off of school, time off of work, gathering with loved ones, special food, special gifts. I mean, the holiday season, it's a happiest time of the year. And isn't it ironic, though, that the holiday season also has the highest rates of anger, sadness, family conflict? Why is that? I mean, I suppose there's lots of reasons. I don't pretend to have all the answers or anything like that. But as I've reflected on it, I think it's because there's something deep inside of us that I would just call ingratitude. Just ingratitude. And ingratitude can be so poisonous. Can it? I mean, it can spread. It can do all kinds of damage. And so for just a few minutes this morning on this Thanksgiving Day, I just want to talk to you a little bit about the healing of gratitude. That's right. The healing of gratitude, because I think there is a kind of gratitude that if we live with that mindset, if we share it with one another, it actually has healing properties. It could heal our hearts, it could heal our relationships, it could heal our homes, and I'm telling you, I think we need some of that healing this Thanksgiving. Don't you? I do. I think we need some healing this Thanksgiving. Let's choose thankfulness. So I want to give you the example this morning of a very unlikely person who chose gratitude. And because he chose gratitude, he got healing. I mean, he didn't just get healing for his body, he got healing for his soul too. So let's look at this guy and see if we can benefit from his example so that we too can choose thankfulness and experience the joy and healing that comes along with gratitude. So the scripture reading this morning is from Luke 17, very familiar story. Let me ask you to stand as I always do. Let's honor God as we listen to this good word on this Thanksgiving Day. Luke 17. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back. Praising God in a loud voice, he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." That's God's word on this Thanksgiving Day. You can sit down. So here was a guy, a Samaritan, and he was probably the most, probably thought he was the least likely to receive anything good from anybody. He was never going to get a gift from anybody. He's got leprosy. He's separated from the community. His life is desperate. Let alone did he think he was going to get a good gift from Jesus. But lo and behold, he comes into contact with Jesus, and Jesus gives him this awesome gift, this gift of healing. And he chooses gratitude. And because he did, it changed his whole life. I'm telling you, gratitude can do that. It can change you. And gratitude can open your heart to God. Jesus says to him at the end there, "Go, your faith has made you well." I think, you know, the intention of Luke, our author there, is to say that not only did this guy get physical healing for his body, but he got something more. He got eternal life. He got healing for his soul. Go, your faith has saved you. But there were 10 of them, weren't there? 10 of them got healed. 10 of them got healing, given this gift, and only one comes back and chooses gratitude. So how about you? Where is your heart today in this business of gratitude? You know, parents have a question that they ask their kids. Every generation of parents have asked their kids as long as there have been parents and kids. My parents asked it of me. I asked it of my kids. But when somebody does a favor for their child or gives their child a gift, the parents will prompt them with the words, "What do you say? What do you say? Oh, yeah, somebody. Okay, good job. Nice work. We're done. Okay. Thank you." It's what the child is supposed to say, right? What do you say to the nice man? Thank you. What do you say to Aunt Eva for her Velveeta spam and lima bean casserole? Thank you. You know, of course, kids know that this isn't really a question. The parents aren't looking for information. I think my parents would have been surprised if I'd have said, "Aunt Eva, what in heaven's name were you thinking? You shouldn't be allowed to prepare meals for human beings." I think my parents would have been surprised if I'd have said something like that. You know, what do you say? Thank you. Oh, good. Thank you. That's what you're supposed to say. And I think a lot of times the words are just kind of mechanical, aren't they? They just kind of come out, "Thank you." I think my parents also would have been surprised if I'd have said, "Aunt Eva, I have such a sense of awe and wonder at this culinary experience. I'm a child, and without an adult preparing a meal for me, I would die. And yet you have done this freely as an act of love and service. Aunt Eva, you are an humanitarian in the name of children everywhere. I salute you. I think my parents would have been surprised at that, right? But even if we don't feel gratitude, we need to offer thanks, right? Sometimes I need to offer thanks, even if I don't feel like it, simply because it's the right thing to do. And I owe a debt of gratitude. You know, the hope is that our kids won't just parrot the words, you know, thank you. Our hope, of course, is that our kids will come to have grateful hearts and to live as grateful people. See, here's the thing with gratitude. It's just real simple, people. It's real simple. What do you say? Okay. Thank you. This is awesome. I didn't plan this. So one of the great statements on gratitude comes from the author G.K. Chesterton. This is what he says. He says, at the end of the day, here ends another day in which I've had eyes, ears, hands, and the great world around me, and tomorrow begins another day. Why am I allowed to? Why am I allowed to? Because some people aren't. I'll tell you why you're allowed to. It's because you have a God that loves you. And every night, He gives you the gift of rest. And every morning, He gives you the gift of life and air in your lungs. And life is good. It is. I know there's pain. Of course, there's suffering, especially in this last year or so. There have been so many challenges. But itself, life is good. It's a gift from God. So where's your heart on this? Where's your heart on this? You know, because the opposite of this is, you know, a spirit of ingratitude, right? Where you just are discontent, you're dissatisfied, you feel entitled, and you just kind of take stuff for granted, right? You take people for granted, you take gifts for granted, you take days, weeks, and months for granted. Ingratitude makes a heart grow smaller and smaller and harder and colder day after day. It's a miserable way to live. You know, the thing is, you can't force yourself to feel gratitude. Can't do that. This is a matter of the heart. It's a matter of expressing genuine gratitude. You can't just sort of flip a switch and go, okay, I'm grateful today. It's Thanksgiving. So how do we do this? How do we live with gratitude? How do we cultivate gratitude so that we can actually choose it, live that way, and experience the joy and the healing that comes along with it so that in the end, we can be a blessing to the people around us? Well, let me just give you a few tips this morning on how you might be able to cultivate gratitude. And if you do this, you will be a blessing to the folks around you. So, number one, here we go. Number one, learn to be grateful for imperfect gifts. Just learn to be grateful for imperfect gifts. Now, the 10 men in this story got a perfect gift, right? You know why? Well, 10 of them got healed from this horrible disease. And it was a perfect gift because this gift came from God. God gives perfect gifts. He can do that, but you can't. And we seldom give perfect gifts to each other, right? In our families, in the church, and so on. Have you ever received an imperfect gift? Yeah, all the time, right? Well, in this world, that's the only kind you're going to get. If you're married today and you're here with your spouse this morning, you're sitting next to an imperfect gift. Go ahead and take a look if you want to. All right, but so is the person sitting next to you, so don't get cocky about it. You're both imperfect. So if I wait until my kids clean their room perfectly before I praise them, I'll never praise them. Your body is a gift. How many of you think you have an imperfect body? Okay, Me too, me too. And you're thinking, man, if I just had a better body, if I just had a different spouse or different kids or another house or another job, boy, I'd be grateful then. No, you won't. No, you won't. I need to learn to be grateful for my body and my home and my friends and my mind and my life, as flawed as it is. If I wait for perfect gifts to be grateful, I'll never be grateful. I never will. How much does it take to be walking down the road to say, I got to go back. I got to go back and say thank you. See, you will learn gratitude when you're thankful for imperfect gifts. A second way that you can cultivate gratitude, and this one might seem kind of strange to you, but I must learn gratitude. I will learn gratitude in times of anxiety and frustration. The man in this story did, right? He learned to be grateful in the midst of a desperate, anxious situation. I think there is a link between anxiety and gratitude. We learn gratitude in times of anxiety. Right? You find a lump and you are filled with anxiety. You go in for tests and then the tests come back, right? The results come back, and sometimes, right, the doctor says to you, everything's okay. Everything's clear. And you are filled with such gratitude. You wouldn't have been unless you first experienced the anxiety of that situation. I mean, nothing from a few weeks ago has actually changed, except now what you once took for granted, you now see as an awesome gift from God, the gift of life and health and family, and you are just overwhelmed with gratitude for this wonderful gift that you've received. See, it really is a matter of perspective. I read this week about a girl in college, and she had written a letter back to her parents. She said, "Dear Mom and Dad, I have so much to tell you. Because of the fire in my dorm set off by the student riots, I experienced temporary lung damage and had to go to the hospital. While I was there, I fell in love with an orderly, and we have moved in together. I dropped out of school when I found out I was pregnant, and he got fired because of his drinking. So we're going to move to Alaska, where we might get married after the birth of the baby. Signed, your loving daughter. P.S. None of that really happened, but I did flunk my chemistry class, and I just wanted you to keep it in perspective." See, it's a matter of perspective, people. Too often we try to escape anxiety, we deny it, right? And we keep ourselves from experiencing anxiety or gratitude by settling for little happiness fixes, you know? Turn on the TV so I don't have to think about why I'm anxious. Take a drink. Overwork. Buy something. Instead of just facing life with all of its pain sometimes squarely. Gratitude, authentic gratitude, comes in the midst of pain and anxiety, or it doesn't come at all. You will learn gratitude in the midst of anxiety. A third way to cultivate gratitude in your heart is when you express gratitude often and openly. Just express it. Say it. Tell it. The guy in this story did, didn't he? He got his gift. He got healing. He ran back to Jesus, and he just couldn't stop saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord." I mean, sincere words of gratitude have such a powerful impact. I get notes now and then, or little emails or something, where people have written and they just say, "Thank you. I appreciate what you've done. I'm praying for you. I'm for you." Powerful words that just have, I've kept some of those notes in my drawer on bad days. When things are going bad, I just pull them out and go, "Oh, somebody's thankful for me. That's nice." Do you know how powerful your words of thank you are to somebody else in your life? And you may need to speak them to somebody today. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's one of your parents. I know, kids, your parents probably got some stuff wrong. Nobody has perfect parents. Maybe there's even pain that needs to be resolved. But some of you have a mom or a dad who got a lot of things right. And it would be really awesome and appropriate for you to go back, no matter how old you are, 10, 15, 20, 50, or 70, is to go back to your parents and say, thank you. Just thank you. Think of somebody who helped you, or believed in you, or encouraged you, or comforted you. What do you say? Well, just write them a note, or send them an email, or get them a gift, right? I cultivate gratitude when I express it often and openly. You open your heart to gratitude, too, when you devote yourself to worshiping God. Just becoming a worshiper of God cultivates gratitude. And this runs all the way through the Bible, right? Give thanks to God at all times, says the Apostle Paul. The psalmist put it like this, as we heard this morning from the girls, right? Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, for God is good. We got to go. We got to gather. We got to go into his courts, and we got to say thank you because God has been so good to us. And so when we gather here on Sunday mornings, other times, yeah, we do a lot of things, right? We learn, we hear messages, all that stuff. But you know what it really basically just comes down to? Really just the core of what we do here? It's just being reminded of what God has provided for us. We read his word, we hear of his goodness, we celebrate his gifts, and we just gather as his people and humbly say thank you. And so we do that as individuals. In our car, in our shower, in the bathroom, in the bedroom, in our office. And then we do it when the body of Christ gathers here and we just say thank you. The reason that we are here is because we have received God's supreme gift, Jesus, who went to a cross for me, who died for my sins, who gave me eternal life. And so I run with fast feet and a loud voice like this man and fall at the feet of Jesus and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. So where's your heart on this business of gratitude? Are you doing that? Are you a worshiper of God who expresses gratitude regularly for the good gifts that he's given? And then finally, last thing to cultivate gratitude is just notice. Just notice, everybody. Look up, look down, look right, look left, look around, and just notice. I think so often we just don't notice, right? We just are going through life with our head down thinking of ourselves. Notice, look around at people. Notice the world around you, the people around you, the gifts around you. The gift of being alive, the beauty of creation, the love of friends, the joy of work. Life is good. Life is good, friends. So tonight, when you go to bed, you know, here ends another day in which I've had eyes and ears and hands and the whole world around me. Tomorrow begins another. Why am I allowed to? Tonight when you go to bed, what do you say? Tomorrow morning when you wake up and you're alive and you have air in your lungs, what do you say? Good job. This afternoon when you gather with your family around the table and there's food and turkey and kids and grandkids and parents and grandparents and you just look around at that table, what do you say? Thank you. When you're able to read a book and you can understand what you're reading, what do you say? Thank you. When you go to work and you decide to do something and you're able to do it, what do you say? Yeah. When you open up this book, the Word of God, and you read that God knit you together in your mother's womb. He gave you the day of your birth. He's numbered the days of your life. He's counted the hairs of your head. As he feeds the sparrows of the sky, he will feed you. As he clothes the lilies of the field, he will clothe you. And over and above all, when you read that God has given us the gift of his Son, who came from heaven to earth to show us the way, who went from the earth to the cross to pay our debt for sin, who went from the cross to the grave to die the death that we should have died, who went from the grave back to heaven so that we could live forever and ever with him. When you read that God has given you gift after gift after gift after gift, what do you say? Let's pray. God, you know the story of everybody in this room. There are some people sitting here who are so filled with gratitude. They just needed to be reminded, and they're ready to praise and thank you. And Lord, there's some sitting in this room today who are suffering, who are in pain that is so intense right now, like walking with those lepers before they saw Jesus and before healing. Maybe healing is some ways off. Maybe not until the life to come, but it can come. Father, forgive us for how often we keep just walking down the road and we forget or we refuse to come back and say thank you. God, give us hearts of gratitude. And mostly, God, today, we simply want to say thank you. Thank you so much for the gifts that you give. And we pray in the name of your greatest gift, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I invite you to stand.
Go with this blessing. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Blessed Thanksgiving to all of you. Go in peace.
praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation.